Nee, Digga, ist irgendwo mal.
Amen.
Okay,
the voice of the Shia this week is being sponsored anonymously. Lahagdil Tay Ladir.
The emphasis was as man told, and Harab Mendel called me. Moch Shem, I just married off my daughter. But I have a special chavivus for this shir, not because of the kamus of the olam, but because of the echus of the olam. And I think it's very batam. This is already the third year that I've done it on Hanukkah. Over the years, the third time. And Hanukkah, I hold it very misugal. Because I'll tell you what the Rebbe Reb Yael, Zech Tzadik Levrocha, the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal, he used to say, what's the Indian for the Mahadrim Baner Hanukkah? What's the Indian for Mahadrim? Maybe at the end we'll get a chance to give you a tifere, the hair and the whole Indian of Mahadrim. But he said a Gevalde Gevalt. Why is it that by no other Pirsum in Nisa were they ever Magdir a Mahadrin? Talut Kais to Chechit Pirsum in Nisa. Talut Kais is a Zawar of Chumus from their Chanukah. Sholem Erechsusa is brought down. That's other Chumus. But we don't find by the Talut Kais is Mahadrin. In the Iker Takona, I didn't have Mahadrin. The Afka over here, we find this Chris Megillah. There's no din minei ubei a din mahadran over there. Also, you find mahadran not a chelik of the actual takana. There is mahadran over there. L'moshe b'roi v'om by Kriyas Megillah is more than stam b'roi v'om by Kol HaTorah Kula. B'roi v'om by Kriyas Megillah is called the hidur in the guf ha-mitzvah. So l'moshe the Gemara Megillah brings down the vatlan talmud Torah the Kriyas Megillah. L'moshe the Gemara Megillah. So all the poiskim discuss what's the chiddush from vatlan talmud Torah. Number one, mevatel Talmud Torah for every mitzvah veras, right? Every mitzvah veras in mevatel Talmud Torah. Also the chiddush from you stop for any mitzvah. Number one, number two, Megillah is a chalei Torah. Megillah is Torah, so it's not like a melech mevatel Talmud Torah, you know, for the tefillah lulav. It's mevatel Talmud Torah. Ladlok is nechanik. It's mevatel Talmud Torah. But Mekriyas Megillah itself is Talmud Torah. Why is it Bechlal even called Talmud, Mevakram Talmud Torah? Famous Kasha. So now you have the famous answer of Shlomo Kluger with the Prima Gordon, that if somebody's learning on a higher level, he's learning Gemara, he's learning in the Poiskim, and he closes down and he learns on a lower level, that also is a Beetle. A Beetle in that Madrege. But the emphasis is that the Talmud is really his Poshet, in the Gemara alone. The Gemara, if you're Medayik in the Gemara says, Kulam, it says, Mevatlim Uboim Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. It says, Mevatlim Uboim. If you look in Ol Zeruah, and same thing by Kehanim. If you look in Ol Zeruah, the Ol Zeruah seems to learn the Iker Chiddush is that they could read the Megillah over there. Shal Beis Rebbe. They could have read over there the Megillah. even according to the Bahag, who holds Megillah Bismana and Koyan Oisela Baso, it's a machlekes Rishonim out of Paskin. We hold Megillah Bismana, Afilu B'yochid. Shaloi Bismana, you need Aso. Right? But the Bahag holds even Bismana, Boy Aso. But they had more than a minion. The Talmud says they went to read the Megillah Baravon, where there was more of a tzibur. More of a tzibur. So the pshat is over there, they were mevatel tena, to have more of an echus of the Pilsum Nisa. They were able to be the kind of Pilsum Nisa where they were. That's a chiddush. Normally, you're not allowed to mevatel Talmud Torah if you could be, it's only if the mitzvah is going to be in his batel. Mitzvah yivere, she'ef shalasas al yidei achevim, it's going to be batel, then you're allowed to mevatel Talmud Torah. Now let him mevatel Talmud Torah if you could be mekayim the mitzvah, you want to epis to it in Azeh and Azaz. Remember, we once asked Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky Zatzal, are you allowed to mevatel Elulzman to get epis in Esrig, that's the Spitz? You know, some guys, that's the Elulzman, looking for Esregin. That's basically Elul. Elul is Chippus Esregin. So they asked, Rabbi Yankiv said, Avada not. He said, Bittel Torah is only for mitzvah veres. If you have an Esrig, that's kosher l'chatchila. Now you want to stand the vatal Talmud Torah. It says that there's no din. It's no different than a mitzvah she'ef shalos is alidei achev. It's only if it's going to be this battle. That's why it's brought down in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. But by Megillah Taka, because it's Pirsum Nisa, so the Hidur of Baroi Vam is considered Hidur in Guf HaMitzvah. And that's what they're Mesakim the vatal Talmud Torah even for that. That's Achidish. But Lamaisa, we don't find that Chazal made a Gedorim except for Chanukah. That there should be gedorim in the dalga of Hadavim, only by Chanukah such a thing. Mahadrim, Mahadrim, only by Chanukah. So the Rebbe Rabbi Yoel had a gewaldige pshat in there. The Rebbe Rabbi Yoel said like this, he says, the emes is that the ganze nes wasn't needed. Pnei Yeshua says, klo tumut rabitzimu. Pnei Yeshua has it for kasha. Pnei Yeshua says, we didn't need the nes pechla. Tumut rabitzimu. That's Pnei Yeshua's kasha. There's ways to get around the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, because the emes is, I mean, the Mimi already is more of this kasha. The emes is, it's not so posh that Hadlokas HaMenorah is a mitzvah tzatzibur. If you look in Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he brings down Tomid and all the other Kabbalahs, he says, Hu shenitztavinu sheyakrivu ha-koyanim hatmidim b'chol yem. So the Rambam is very clear by all those mitzvahs that the Kabbalah tzibur is not on the Kohen. It's Klal Yisrael. And the coin is Mimune mitzad the tzibur. When the Rambam comes to the mitzvah of Adlokas Menorah and the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, "Who should it stavu b'nei Aaron ha-koyanim lo havlik neves?" So then b'nei Aaron. In Memela, even though it's doich Shabbos and tumah because it's a korban hakavuah zman, it's also doich Shabbos and tumah. But then it's only duchi. I'm sure Ayon remembers from Dav Zayin. You remember the Gemara, an old shock of a tire, Tumahutra, Tumadchuya, that we had on Dav Zayin. And the Gemara brought a raya from Pa, Hoyamakrif Pa, you have to. The Gemara says, Ahu Be'eloi Shalah. That's the Gemara over there in Dav Zayin. So you see from the Gemara that if it's a korban that's only Nergeya to the Kohanim, it's not Hutra, it's the Chuya. So that's a portion of the Territory you can give to Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua is asking Tumahutra B'tzibu. You could say, Adlokas Menorah is a mitzvah on the Shevet Kohuna. And the Mele, even if you hold Hutra, it's only the Chuyah. So that would be a way to get around the Kashmir issue. But Al Kuponim, the Satmar Rebbe is not Kivaldik. He says, after the Mukha.
You say that a Shevet is a Tzibur.
What?
You say that a Shevet is a Tzibur. You have an also.
But that's why I'm bringing you a Rai from Dav Zayin, that the Gemara says, well, God be the Koyan.
That was Aaron, that Shevet
Koyan. No.
Just Aaron.
Even the power for Ochav HaKoyanim. The power of Shevet. Also had a din of Tuchuyah, rather than the Gans Klai. So that's also a whole tumor on its own. Lagabi tumut ubetzibu. L'maisa v'paski in Yidroiv Kol. Tumut ubetzibu. It's also Yim Psochem Ophi. Anyway, Al Kuponim, that's what comes out. So Zot Rabbi Yael, a beautiful vote. He says, Memela, when the Nes happened of Chanukah, yeah? So you went in the street, you said, you opened up the local Hamidia, Shteytotten, Hinnunu Lohodia, that there was a Nesim Beis Hamikdash, that the Shemen Torah lasted. They didn't have to use the Shemen Tomeya. Yeah? So if you went down the street, so you went over to Chaim Yanko, you told him this Nes. How much did he care? So if the Satmar Rebbe, It depends how he himself cares about mitzvahs. The nes meant something. By Purim, everybody had the zelba nes. Over here, the echos of the heritage hanes depended on your mitzvahs. So, mahadim doesn't mean mahadim by nevachalik. A mahadim de gemensh, a person, he needs to light more. Because he has more of a hargosha. If you look in Rashi on the spot, Rashi says, v'hamahadlin, so Rashi not nechanik, ha-mahadlin achar ha-mitzvahs. Mamish Meduik like the Satmar Rebbe. Ha-mahadlin achar ha-mitzvahs. So when I look at this oilim that comes to these shiurim, these are, it's the zelbet af yoimi mitzvah, or bedosa the oilim was vila epizmer. They're not mistopic with the ikir ner. This is the so for me, this is a mahadlin. So if I can have a stickle chelik in this nail, with the tire and mendel, I could tell you how much he does running after. And the kopfetik that he has to deal with. When he, at least for me, I don't know others, maybe others are better for you. When he needs ma'am akremis from me, he gets them after the deadline. It's going to be Monday morning, you know. So I'm saying the first of the day, get him gesund and siyat and ishmai and mamshik sein. And the tzibur here is really a very special tzibur. So, it's a schuss to be mishtatev. Okay, today we're going to discuss a shtickle, the Indian of pious. The emes is, it's a very big sugya. We're going to talk about the ikir yisoid of pious. And with that, it really is miyashiv a lot of the shock of a tyrant of Gemara as well. We'll talk now about the ikir of pious. First of all, the mishnah starts by rishoyna. There's a rotzen voilim ba'kevish. Kol ha'koydim es chaver ba'abah mezoch. If you look at Rashi right away says he sticks in a lechera a mishnah she'en etzricha. Poshet, how do you learn the mishnah? That the whole pious was only introduced here as a practical thing. They started out without a pious. And afterwards, they introduced a pious because it was a sakona. Rashi doesn't seem to say it like that. Rashi, and you have to know why Rashi needed this. But Rashi says like this: Kol hakoydim likones l'toych abol yenis shel kevesh hasmuchis lo yisham mizbeach, like the Gemara's ukimt at the end. Zochol l'toym. But then he puts in two words that don't seem to be necessary. V'zehu goyrolom. What's the Rashi? V'zehu goyrolom. There was no din gergel yet. The gergel was introduced later. Shteit mishneh, and this worked out. The more you shteit mishav amunah matzbi, you mami did it. Nochtem zokte o maise. There was a maise. Vayu oilim bekevesh. V'doch avechem em chaveiroi. V'nishbo ragli v'kimu shobet. Shabo nisakon eskinu shetom elu bapayas. So the whole union of pious was only introduced after there was a problem. Right? So at this point in the reish of the mishneh, there was no problem. Right, so Vosvil Rashi would goyro. Rashi says that they would run up the mizbeach, and the one that got there first, he would win. So Rashi, and this was a kiyum. Chaver, that's what Rashi is saying here. V'zeu goyrolam. This was a kiyum, and it didn't goyro. What does Rashi need that for? What does Rashi need that zeu goyrolam? Just say he already said kol hakoydim l'hoisham mizbeach zochol litvo. Period. The Zegoyrola. We don't need a goyro.
This took the place of the pious.
No, what I'm trying to say is this is before the pious.
Yes.
His skinu, so why do you need to take the place of something that you never established yet? You follow what I'm saying? They never established pious bichlal. Pious never came in yet. So what are we looking for, a substitute to pious that never happened, never entered the realm?
Say it's like it's for sure.
So stop it, I got such tickle terror. Poshet, you learned the Mishnah, it's practical. It's praktisch. They had to have a say to how you do Avodah Beis Hamikdash, who you're going to pick. So they had a praktisch in Mahalach. You run up to Mizbeach, whoever runs, he gets it. The only reason why they deviated from that plan was because there was a sakone. He gave a sakone. So they had to do something different. Good. But before they had to do something different, we don't need goyro. But Rashi's oknitase. Rashi seems to say that even before they were misakin pious, The running was a pesakim of pious. And I'm being oimer on this for an important nekuda. First of all, Rashi seems to be saying something here. We look at the Tosfos Yeshanim. So Tosfos Yeshanim is bothered with the whole idea of running. How are you allowed to run? Are you allowed to run? You're not allowed to run on the Mizbeah? You're not allowed to say salah b'ma lo yisal mizbech? So look at the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tema. Kivin avodi k'dam winim b'gemore. K'en eich rosa. Vanlinim b'yirshami de brochis. Gabi tfirmi mi shayim inu mispal soch lash v'srak of t'chein amur azir hed. Chanam akum alochem, 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 Pirush kivish b'shasiluch miyashrim agloyim kol shkem b'shas tefile. Zokter ve'inir loyim edorotz nocha b'tzak goydol koma. It's mistama that they ran with their feet opened. It's not mistama they ran baby steps. Even though later he makes such an ukimta. So it's not mistama they ran that way. Zokter efshakem etzogon hazeh. V'shemo kivo shaloi hoyu adayim oiskim ba'avoyda. Since at this point they weren't yet doing avoyda. That was an avoida. Here they weren't yet doing an avoida. So maybe you cholim laws. Maybe you allowed to run. Interesting. So the first thing the Tais Chanim says a chiddush nifla. It's really a chiddush nifla, which we'll see that all the Rishayim HaKoyel, I don't know if they've got a chance to see the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos and the Sefer HaChinuch. But what he says over here is not muskim with the other Rishayim. At all. Not Muslim. He says it could be that the whole Issa was only B'shas Avodah. And this running up, this Nishkeven Kedin, he starts off that it is called an Avodah, if you notice. That's how he starts off, Kivin Avodah. He starts off that it is an Avodah. He ends off by saying maybe it's not Mamish an Avodah. Right? Like Halacha Zevorim Lekevish. And maybe that's why you could run. That's what he says.
What would be the maybe.
We'll see why it should be avoided. But I'm saying he starts off that it is an avoid. He ends off by saying it's not mamish an avoid. We'll see what that was the hava mina was the maskana, and he stays with that maskana according to the second tenet. So if you look in the Sefer Achinuch says that noyeg mitzvah zu not to run up to mizbeach bischorim ubinikavis. Yeah, his al koch has not to do with avoid. Because the kavis can sign can avoid them, right? Idoch muchach from the is muchach that this din of noyheges is nothing to do with shas avoda. That's the sefer achinuch. If you look in Rambam, Rambam's like the zelbezach for noyeg bekulam. This lav is noyeg bekulam, not dafke b'shas avoda. It's noyeg always. So according to those rishonim, the teretz won't work. This teretz peetzim won't work. You have to know why you're allowed to run. We'll see why. We'll come up with a mahalach. You have to know also if there's a difference between the Isser Ritza and the Isser V'loi Saleh B'maloi Sal Mizbechi. L'chari these are two. The Yerushalmi is learning one from the other.
What's the Isser Ritza in time?
That's what I'm saying. You have to know what this is. Because L'loi Saleh B'maloi Sal Mizbechi, L'chari is talking about steps. And that's why it's brought down in the Rishonim. Steps. It could be that this is like a Shoyresh of the Mitzvah of L'loi Saleh B'maloi. The Salah B'malas al Mizbechi is the Chayisr to have steps, to walk up steps. In fact,
you expose your
the Elven. Yeah, yeah. That's why this is a Shoyrish of that, just like you can't go with steps. It's almost like a Darshin in time of the Krah. The Pasuk says, the emesis, the whole Isra of steps, is not so partial. It really needs a Shir on its own. Because you have to know how it's Shaykh, the whole Isra of going up on steps. Because Hagei Atzmacho, not on the Mizbeah. If you look by us in our sugya, there's a Reb Chaim Brisk, and there's also Briskerov that talk about the it's Dafka on the Mokom Mizbeach that there's an Issa to run. Dafka on Mokom Mizbeach there's an Issa to run. So really, how do you ever have the Lav of Leisalav B'Malos on Mizbech? Think about it. The Mizbeach has to have a Kevish, yeah. Mizbeach has to have a kevish. So if you build a mizbeach without a kevish, if somebody will build a mizbeach with steps, yeah, so l'chayre those steps are possible. Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai haskil. So talking the Sefer Torah HaKodesh from Ramot Chaylan, Zechen Levrache. He wrote a sefer also, Knesset Rishonim on Kotchim. I don't know if you've seen it. Zvachim, there's a sefer called Knesset Rishonim. He wrote it's two krachim on, he makes a liquid of the Rishonim. So he wrote a sefer called Teres HaKodesh. And in his sefer, Teres HaKodesh, he doesn't understand b'chlal how it shaykh the whole life. He said, Monoshach, if you make steps, then it's Apostle Mizbeach. Apostle Mizbeach, there shouldn't be an issa to go up. Monoshach. Shouldn't be an issa to go up. How could you have it? So he wants to say Kleisa Chedushim. Either he wants to say that Taka, the steps, is called part of Mizbeach, even though it's a shimmy from the way they're supposed to build it. He has a whole tumul over there. Or maybe, Loisala B'mal Sal Mizbechi Taka is if you take a ladder, there's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That talks about if you took a ladder and went up to Mizbeach on a ladder. If you're able to solve malice. Reb Chaim and Briskerov both hold no. It's only on the Mizbeach itself. In fact, that's one of the ways they answer the kasha. They say that the Kevesh didn't have a din of the Mizbeach. So there wasn't a Ritza over there to get around this problem of Ritza. But Al Kaponim, the Tosis Yeshonim, comes here and then he says, Inami. Rotzin Ekev Betzag Goydel. Enechanam. He says they taka didn't run with their feet opened up. They taka ran together with the feet together. So taka it wasn't this. That's his okimta over here, what he wants to say. Tesis Hashem. So we have to know here what's the machlekes. We have to know Bechlal. He seems to hold on the one end. It is avoider, like you were saying, L'chor, it's not an avoider. What's the havamin? It's an avoider. But I'll show you what the havamin is. It's an avoider. You have to know what the maskot is. Now, I don't know if Tehillim got a chance to look up the Chazon Ish that we brought down. But there's another big stira here, where the pious was needed. The whole Gemara over here has a tumult. Why in the world was there no dim pious on Trumas Hadesh? It seems the Gemara is talking practice Shazach. Whether it was a Choshev Avoyda, it wasn't a Choshev Avoyda. But then the Gemara mixes in Lundas. Tchilas Avoyda Sholyaim, Seif Avoyda Sholyaim. The Gemara seems to be mixing in lomdus with praktish. In other words, sounds like some people are tired, they don't want to wake up, it's a chosh of it, but the Gemara seems to be using lomdus as well. If it's called chil savoy de shol yom, it's not. The Gemara then later says, well, maybe if you have to be wash your hands from the kiyo, and that helps, the Gemara says. For the rest of the avoidus, it must be the chil savoy. The Gemara says, no, it's not really like that. It seems to be a lomdus shayla as well, whether there would be a din pious. Because on the other Avodas HaMikdash, there was always a pious. Besides the Trumas Hadesh, there was a pious. Right? So is why there wasn't a pious on this. If you look at Rashi, on Daf Chavov Amud Beis, take a look at Rashi. Rashi over there says a Chiddush. He's going on the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, on Chavov Amud Beis, where the Mishnah lists how many Kohanim you needed for different Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah over here says like this. Bamed v'om amurim, the end of the Mishnah. Bamed v'om amurim b'korbonos tzibur. By korbonos tzibur. Avu b'korbonos yochid im rotzel ha'akriv makriv. Now the Mishnah is not clear what it means, im rotzel ha'akriv makriv. Does the Mishnah mean that there was no pious at all? Does the Mishnah mean it didn't matter how many Kehanim, you could have less Kehanim? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bamed v'om amurim, the be'inon kohani Kehanim l'kol behema, u be'inon pious. Here Rashi is a knesh. Rashi says that when the Mishnah here says, Bamed v'om amurim, not only is it going back on the Mishnah itself, which lists how many Kehanim you need for the Avodah, it's also going back on our Mishnah, of the whole din of pious. And then Rashi feels like, "Im rotzel lahakriv koyin yichidi as hakoyl ubeloy pious." So Rashi here on Chavav Amud Beis is klaw boru maloloy that a korban yochid does not need pious. That's what he says. Now you turn to Dav Beis Amud Beis, which I'm sure the Eilim remembers is probably still pretty fresh. Over there, the Gemara talks about prisha shivas yomim koyin emakipulim. And the Gemara goes through a bunch of shakla v'taliyas, that maybe the prisha is not for this, maybe it's for that. And the Gemara then has a havamin, you have to do prisha for regular kabonis, a kovin yochid. Any kohen wants to bring a kovin, he needs to do prisha. Vozov the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, how could you say you need prisha? Mi yadin on hei misami? Says the Gemara, you can't be that you need prisha before you do a Kol Miyachid. Because you don't know how long it is. You don't know what and when. You don't know which kohen is going to do the avodah. So Rashi, why not take a look at Rashi? V'alei al yidei pious are you worth it? And he quotes our Mishnah. Kidam winu l'kamon dafchot beizem an alef. So Rashi over here says, Klol, that the din pious of our Mishnah applies to Kol Miyachid. So Anchov Ovom in Beis, the Mishnah says, Bamed Vom Amurim, Rashi says, Bamed Vom Amurim, that you need pious. That's only by Kol Mtzibur. And on Beis Om and Aleph, Zot Rashi, Beis Om and Beis Zot Rashi, Nei, Kol Miyachid does need pious. So if you look in Shagasari, you look in Gvur Zari, he takes it for Kasha.
Yeah, the Marie Lando.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Noda Behuda.
Noda Behuda.
So if you look in the Gvur Sari, it's a very, very interesting Mahalach. And the Noda Behuda in Zakoris is Oymen on this. And then there's many other Gedolei Achronim that are Oymen on this contradiction in Rashi. We'll get back to this contradiction.
Isn't Rashi saying that if the Bailam wants, he can choose a Kohen without a pious, but the default would be a pious, like even by Kol Miyachid?
It could be a lot of things. All we know is that Rashi over there says Stoma. Kol Miyachid doesn't need pious. And over here Rashi says, Stoma that Kol Miyachid does need pious. We could start making Okimtas, no question. I'm just telling you, Rashi doesn't say make Okimtas over there or make Okimtas over there. Over here he says, Poshet, you don't need a pious. And over here he says, Poshet, you don't need a pious. We could make Okimtas. I'm just saying, as I said. Now, L'chayra the pious, again, going back to pious. L'chayra pious is nothing, when you learn over here Chav Beis, L'chayra the pious is nothing more than a practical thing. Right? Happens to be the way you would learn the Gemara here. Originally, they didn't have a pious for Trumas Adeshin. Simply, how do you learn? Because it wasn't Avodah Chashuva. They didn't need a pious. It was a practical thing. They didn't need a pious. As they look in Poshet. Then, when it became practical, they used a pious. The other Avodahs, they always needed a pious. So they always had a pious. Pasha, you went practical. And like you were saying, L'chayr, it's not an Avodah. Now you turn to Chav Dalet on the base. Chav Dalet on the Beis, Gate to Gemara with Agamsa Shaila. How they did the pious? Were the Kohanim wearing the big day kohuna? Zok to Gemara Azay. In other words, Bishas the pious. Zok to Gemara Azay. By Mamafis. The whole Shaila is Hamot Mishai. Remember Mamafis. It's a practical thing. It's an auction. What about Mamafis? I wonder Shaila by Mama Fisan. Pious! It's a practical thing. Zokti Gemara. Rav Nachman Omar the big day choir. Rav Nachman says they wore a big day head big day heavyatis. Not coin head, it's heavy. Rav Sheshe Omar the big day kodesh. Rav Sheshe said that when they did pious, they had to wear, this doesn't mean voluntary, they had to wear big day kohuna. Mama Shapella. Big day kohuna. First of all, why do you need big day kohuna? It's a pious, a practical thing. The Chagat is not a practice. Comes the Shagas Aliyah in Sinachov test. The Shagas Aliyah says, besides that the Etzem Sugya needs Tzorechi and Godel, why would you need big day kohuna? What make it easy? You should need big day kohuna. And Rashi says, "Va'azoicha." Comes to Shagasaliya. Shagasaliya says like this: without the Rambam Shita, so we can learn very balabatish. Machloekis Amirom is not a lomdish machloekis; it's a practical machloekis. So whoever wins the avodah shouldn't have to waste his time. The reason Magdim Elulitzus. So all the kahanim, it seems to be lachar an abuse of the big day kuhuna. All the Kahanim put on the big day kuno because maybe they'll be zeich. I once heard a Musar Shmuz b'shem Rabbi Yeruchim. That Rabbi Yeruchim said that you see from the sugya that on achana can be zeich zayin. Without achana you can't be zeich. Big day kohen to show you mefisim. You shouldn't think ukum tahayin you're ready to roll. This is very similar to the Meshech Chochma, to Osameach. The Gavaldige Einfall he has. You know, everybody in Emzon, the Pasuk says, Kahanim, Shevet Kahanim Ulvim, no Avodah, the whole year, right? They don't work. They get the Trumas and Maisos, right? or in Halavim, they don't work. So the Meshech Chachma, did you ever make a cheshbon? How many days a year the Kohen works?
2 weeks.
Chav Dalad Mishmoros.
If he wants, he comes young.
Chav Dalad Mishmoros. Yeah. And in the Mishmor, maybe he's Zoichel, maybe one day. What's he going to do? The whole base off. So the Kohen works about 2 days a year. So he doesn't work the whole year. You can even have a Kohen package in the employment. It could be a Kohen. You have maternity leave for 6 weeks, yeah? Kes the Homma, a 2 week a Kohen, leave of absence. Agan say yo. Dolsemech says, you see from here, you can't be a Kohen 2 weeks a year. A Kohen to be a Kohen is not a Kohen Agan say yo. He has to be moved out of Avodas Hashem the whole year. If he's moved out of Avodas Hashem the whole year, he could do Avodah. Avodas Hashem is not a vacation that you come, you park yourself in Beis HaMikdash. So Api Musar, you could say like this. But the Musar, Rabbi Yerucham's Musar doesn't work to answer the Shagas Ayas Kasha, because he has a Lundash Kasha. His Kasha is like this. So Machloik is Rambam and Raivad. If Big Day Kuhn is Hutro, or Big Day Kuhn is Duchuyo. The Raivad holds in Hilchus Kelayim and in Hilchus Beis Mikdash, the Raivad holds that Big Day Kuhn is Hutra. Which means that a Kohen the whole day was allowed to wear the Big Day Kuhn even after Shas Avodah. It's Hutra. Could wear the Big Day Kuhn the whole day. That's the Shitas Raivad. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam holds that Big Day Kuhn is Duchuyo. It's not Hutra. As I passed in the Rambam. The Shagasai has a pack from Kashas on the Rambam. Back from Kashas. Chata Seifa Bala Sofik, and how can he bring a Korban? Maybe it's Chum. The Gemara says maybe it's Chum Bazo, or Chum Bazo. And he says, what do you mean? Big Day Kuhn is Shatnas. So over here, in the middle of the shtickle over here, in this piece in Shagazai, he's up there. He says, if I stay Bechlalit, L'chor and nearly the Ovi Raim Mefureshes Lazer. Me'od Amrinim B'Mesechis Yuma Dafchov Dalin Omid Beis B'ma Mefisim. And Rav Nachman Omar Bevig Dei Kodesh. Yeah? Zoktel, Vim Kein, Lahai Taima, Akocho Tzorich HaMefisim. He says, what's going on? Lul Boy, Yishkol Adal Begodim, Vafilu Abnei Shul Shukulai. Yeah? And the Gemara, even at the end, the Gemara says that if you wear Big Day Kodesh, because maybe the Kohen, maybe even, first is his reason. And then the Gemara says at the end, maybe the Kohen will jump to do the Avodah Hashem himself. Als Chavivus Avoido, he'll go jump into Avon. Zogt the Shagas Aryeh. Als Chaviv, als Akzere de Rabbonon, could be Mata Avada Yisra Kilayim on all the Kohanim to wear the... How could it be, Zogt there? I feel Rav Shesh is the Polagal, if only Big Day Choyl. How you have time and why are you arguing with Nachman? Feist the Choyz is masking to Rav Nachman. Not only that, if you look in Rambam, the Rambam Paschal is like Rav Nachman. Rambam gerade Paskins, the Big Day Kodesh Mephis.
I'm just curious, if you said Rav Nachman, Big Day Kodesh, Big Day Kodesh, tomorrow we have just the opposite.
What do you mean?
Big Day Kodesh, Rav Shesh. Rav Nachman on the Big Day Kodesh, Rav Shesh is on the Big Day Kodesh.
Yeah.
You just said the opposite.
Okay, but that's not Rambam Paskins. Rambam Paskins, the Big Day Kodesh Mephis. And that's his kasha. He says, Idach Mashma, the afilu Rav Shesh is the polagalei v'omah b'big day choy lo yoyev time mishim bali zlois.
Say that again.
That's the gils of the Shagas Aryeh. Yeah. Afilu Rav Shesh is the omah b'big day choy. I'm just telling you, that's the gils of the Shagas Aryeh. Ba'al kuponim azoi paskin the Rambam. The Rambam paskin is that b'big day koydish hoyu mefis. That's the psak of the Rambam. Anyway, al kuponim, it's l'choyer m'rafi sigar. Mamish m'rafi sigar. So did this kasha alone from the Shagas Aryeh, there are ways, there are answers that you can give. But derech machshava, I once had an idea. It's not just machshava; it's halacha, dike mahalach, but it's a machshava. It bothered me bechlal. Why taka the Big Day Kuhn? It's not a machshava kasha. Why the Big Day Kuhn have kilayim? A pelot dikezach. No, the only begodim that have kedusha in the veld is Big Day Kuhn. Nishta beket has kedusha. Nishta kapota, it doesn't matter what you are. Nishta kapota is kedusha. Nishta kapulish is kedusha. Nishta kipas luga. Whatever color you belong to. The begodim are only the chovrul sephoros. There's no kedusha. The only begodim in the Torah that have kedusha is bidei kohanim. So you would think that the bidei kohanim would be betachlas hatahara. If there be begodim that shouldn't have shatnas, bidei kohanim. So the only bidei kodesh that we know of, bidei kohanim, they have kilayim in it. Some rafi zigah, some pshat in there. So the hell that I wanted to say was, and this would answer the Shabbos Ali, is that the Gemara says in Yevamos, moichei ksus moichim kedalk. In the olden days, they didn't have mannequins. The people that sold the suits, they would wear the suits. If I get the Bryce's mashmah, they used to get all different sized people, tall, short, fat, skinny, salesmen. Because to show the customer, this is the way it looks. So you see how you look in it. No. The Gemara says over there that there are a lot of wear kilayim. So if they want to have like, he's not wearing the beged to have an orphan beged. He's wearing the beged just to show the person that it's not called an aschimim, there's no way of kilayim. Chassam Sofer, in his tshuvah, says Ma'orah, that lefi zeh, l'chor if a guy is wearing a beged, and he's only wearing it l'shem avoida, even the Rambam would agree that there shouldn't be an Israel of Kilayim. Even if you hold it to the Chuyah. The Chuyah only means it's the Chuyah, it's not Hutra. Stamazay in the Veltarain, if you want to wear the Beged, Fazich. But Kol's man, you're wearing the Beged for the Tachlis of Avodah, so there's no Israel of Kilayim anyway. So I want to say it like this. Akoyin, exactly. Akoyin, when Aaron Akoyin did the Egel Azor, so it says that when he came to do Avodah by Yom HaShmini, it says he was afraid, right? If we show you Aaron Poish for Yorim, he gets his Salam is Beach. Omele Moshe Lomata Poish, Lekach Nefchauta. Right? There's many different ways to learn. But one of the Mahalchim is, because you did the Egel Lekach Nefchauta. Everybody says, Lekach Nefchauta? There's a pshat in there. Because you did the Egel. You could say, in spite of the Egel, because of the Egel. Pshat Zazay. The pshat is that when he did the Egel, the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, Vayah Aaron. Aaron saw with Klai saw that they killed Chur, and then they were going to kill him also. And it says in Yehoreg B'migdash Hashem Koyin V'Novi, they'll never have a kapora. So Aaron HaKoyin said, Nu Mutav Yoveh Achetz Bi. So I'll do it, let it be on me, and Klai saw it. The Asher D'Raisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, says in his Kloli HaShlichus, now, what's the reason why there's only shlichus by Yisrael, not by a goy? He says, because the shliach, as the pshat is, he's mevatel himself completely to the mishaleach. Yeah? Reuven goes to be mekadosh anisha. He's doing it for Shimon. Means he's not himself at all. He's doing only for Yene, he's doing. Yeah? So if the by goy nito azazach, pitl si Yene, it's not about b'nei avrom yitzav yankif. That's why matem b'nei brisav shulchach, now there's a gobi yisav engel. That the musig of shlichus is only shaykh by Yisrael. It's a very beautiful vote. Say, Pshat Zazay, Omar le Moshe told Aaron, Nishnor is the Chet HaEgel, not a Reis on you, but the Egel showed that you were able to do Nofa Klai Yisrael. L'kach Nefchad. Okay, Aaron, the Shluchi Didon, the Shluchi Derachmona. A Kohen has to do Avodah for us. Right? Memeilu de Chazay, when the Kohen puts on the Big Day Kuhuna, Stoch HaChosh HaBege, L'chovid Ul Sefore. After this, and the Kohen has to know it's not for himself. So what did Torah do? Shatness. The second he's thinking for his own Hanoas Levisha, it is Shatness. Adarabe. The Avoida, you ain't big day Malayim, ain't Kunosa Malayim. The Kohen has to wear the Begodim in such a way he's doing it for Klal Yisrael. There's ways to get around. But Al Kuponim, Bipshutli, this is the Shagas Ayis Kashi, that L'chore, it should be a problem of Kilayim. That's the Shagas Ayis Kashi. So I'll tell you like this. There's a very interesting Reb Dovid Salavechik, so look, he's going to say, in the Shiurim, in Meseches Erechim, in that sugi that I asked him to look up, Rabbi the Meshoyerim. See, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, there are two Minchas Chinuchs. One I gave you. Did I give you both Minchas Chinuchs? Memalef and Shin Pei Tes? Memalef Makemis? I don't know. Did I give? No. So in Memalef, that was just to show you the din of Psius on this Beach, and over there to show you that the Noyeg Mitzvah Zu B'Schorim U'Benekeis. I just want to show you that L'chayri he holds not like the Tosfos Rishonim that Stavka B'Shas Avoy. But if you look at the other Minchas Chinuch, in Shin Pei Tes, the Chinuch himself says over there, Chiddush, very big Kiddush. Posh it the way we were learning, the whole idea of pious is a practical thing. Right? It's a way to decide who should do avoid the practical. You can't have everybody fighting around, all the kohanim are fighting around, we have to make a pious. So what would you say if one kohen went and he ignored the pious? Right? He ignored it. He didn't like that his friend won the pious. He went into the avoid. What would the pious help if they're ready to throw people off the Mizbeach? The guy would want to do avoid if he lost the pious too. That's not from Dan Zayin Stamaz. The Gilsa later on in the Gemara, they stabbed it, one coin stabbed another coin. But anyway, so he says like this to Chinuch. Very big Kiddush. He says, the Levi ha'oiver azev ha'osa b'migdush b'malachas koyim. The chen. He talks about if a Levi does an avodah kohen. He says chayiv misa. That we understand. A Levi is a zol. Lagabi a kohen's avodah, he's a zol. But then walks up to us and listen to what he says. Umin hadoyme. And to say such a thing, min hadoyme. The chinuch is not bringing a raya to this. The chinuch is saying it would seem to me. Min hadoyme ki kohen. Not that he took away the avodah from another kohen. He just helped him. Ki koyen shesiyah b'maleches chavero ya koyen gamkein chayiv misa. Can you imagine? The koyen goes, he helps the other koyen. He's chayiv misa. He says in svara, not he has a raya to it. He says min adoyme. This is not something normal. You don't say that. L'cheir zok menef asvara n'rashba, right? L'cheir chayiv misa zok menef. As they zok the sefer chinuch. L'cheir it would seem to me. That if a kohen helps another kohen, he's chayiv. It's tremendous chiddush. Look, rather, many of the achronim use this chinuch to be miyashiv the famous kasher for a mishulmigre. Mishulmigre has a famous marocha on why is avoyda doich Shabbos? Why don't you have two kohanim do the avoyda? Shnayim shasu p'turim. Whenever you have a shayla of doing avoyda. Let it be two people. No. So the Beis Yitzchok, in his Tshuvas, he uses this Sefer HaChinuch to answer. He says, it can't be the same. That's not an option. Fine. But the question is, what does he mean in Min HaDoyim? Obviously, Min HaDoyim, he doesn't mean I woke up one day and I chalt azay davzayim. That the logish, I think logically, he should be chayiv misa. He doesn't mean that. So what does he mean? So then what does he mean? The Rambam grad is mechalik. The Rambam holds that if a Levi does a kohen's avoda, taka chayiv misa. If a kohen does a Levi's avoda, he's not chayiv misa. And that the Brisker Rav's son, Reb David, is oimid here, says he doesn't understand the monosha. If the avoda is like mesuder, that you do your avoda, and if you step out of your box, you're chayiv. And that's why even one Levi who does another Levi's job is chayiv misa. A Mishoyo Shashia, that was the sugya. Right? Naktina Mishoyo Shashia. So the Reb David Salvechik is asking that if the vote is that if you step out of your box, you chayiv misa, what's the difference if your box was one levy to another levy, or one levy to a kohen, or kohen to a levy, what's the chin? That's his kasha, yes. He brings down a Rambam, v'ayim b'Rambam per gimel mikle ha-migdash, which I asked him to look up. Because of Shem the Levim Baba is Kerem Shor Shashi Avi Bemisa. So Kabaya. Ulam Koyim Baba is a slave because of the Ulav Bulva. So Achian, he says, he tries to be Mavaya what it is. Now the Mikdash David, the David Rappaport is also Oymed on this. He's Oymed Bechlal, where does the Chiv Misa come from? Chiv Misa, it's Chiv Misa. See, he says a tremendous Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush. He wants to say, that we find that if somebody is goizel a klishoris, it's a gemara in Hebrew. Hagoyin is a kasva. Somebody steals a klishoris, the chayiv misa. Mila Behekdash, there's Chiv Misa. So he wants to say that by Gzela, by Hekdash, there's a Din Misa. So he wants to say that that's a Din Kloli in Beis Hamikdash, that Gzela Begavoya is Bemisa. And the Mela, if one coin is Eichen Avoida, and another coin goes and steals that Avoida, it's not the Gzela. But that Gzela, he always said it's Begavoya, Chayim Nisa. So I go, huh?
You didn't say if I jump, you said if I help.
Yeah, yeah, that's the... No, so the vote... Yeah, according to him, you have to learn that he helped him Kinegadaito. As up to snit. As up to snit. He doesn't say it. No, he's not coming Dafka to be Mazber Chinuch. He's coming to be Mazber in general. That didn't really... He, this guy does his avoid.
Say, but we don't see from the Chinuch.
Say, Vachinuch, we don't see that. If you learn that the gather of the Isser of Mishoyer Shashir is a gather of Misa, then it won't be such a chiddush to learn that in the chinuch either. Because the chinuch is going on. Again, that's what I'm saying. The Sefer Chinuch is talking about the Iker, one Levi taking another Levi's job, or one Levi taking a Kohen's job. In that shtickle he says that hu adin, if you help. So again, if you learn like the Mikdash Dovid, that the whole din is a din gezel, then siya would only be against his will. The chiddush is the chiddush. Once you're boileya, if you swallow the chiddush, then it's not such a chiddush to say that siya is shalei midaita. Because the dostach the ganze din is shalei midaita. The emes is the whole chiddush is a chiddush nifla. Whole chiddush is a chiddush nifla. And to say bechlal that this is called goyzel min hagavoya is also a chiddush nifla. Because the pashtus, if you go through Meseches Me'ila, Gzeilim and Hektish has to be where you're taking from Hektish. Not where you're taking, if the Avoid is being Miskayim, right? It's where you share the Avoid. And that's the whole Reb Chaim and of Shemishkop, they have a big Arichas on this in Me'ila, as far as the Gedder of Me'ila. Me'ila is where you're taking from Hektish. Not where you're taking from Yemna in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a bigger. Now, it's true. The Morgan Avraham Taka learns that the Goyrel here was like a business deal. You win, because the Morgan Avraham brings a Raya Aloch Lamaisa. For some reason, this also needs to be. If you look in Rashi by us, so Rashi says, interestingly, that when two of them are equal, they all have to start the Goyrel again. So Rashi says, right? Kulon. So the Morgan Avraham, right, brings a Raya from here, that whenever they have a lottery, in shul or anything, and two people win. Let's say they pull out the letter tov, and two guys have a tov. There are 1,000 people, so the two people can't come now and say, "Now it's between the two of us." It's the two of us. His name, the Chagai Fundo, mitazeh. Now, God, if you looked in Machzah Shekel and others, the meal stalkers choylik with the Magarav. Says over here, it's a different din. This din actually is Torahim. They ask on Rashi. Where did Rashi get it from? It's strange. Some of the Achronim, Fasemis talks about it. Some of the Achronim want to say that two people, you can't make such a hatzbiu. So they say, well, do something else. Another way you can get with two people to win. Not to make hatzbiu. You can make another thing. So now they wanted to make a pattern. It should be one. So this doesn't say possible. L'maisa has always looked Rashi. The way we're going to come out L'maisa, we'll understand Rashi as well. So I want to tell you like this. The emes is that in the whole idea of pious, you have to reanalyze pious. The truth is, as simply you learn pious, it's talking a practical thing. But as I told you right away, Rashi seems to be more Islamic. It's practical. Could be there's a din pious. Now, if you look in Sifri, in Parshas Korach, and Grade Reb David here has a ganze shtickel, will got be a different nekudah on this Sifri, but the Sifri's lotion over there is Avoidas Matona et en Kunasa. As I stay in Posse. Avoidas Matona et en Kunasa. Comes the Sifri and says, Avoidas Matona et en Kunasa, Yocho Barvuvie. I would think you do it all mixed. Barvuvie. Zokte says comes the Sifri and says no. Avoidas matona etin kunaschem. Ma matona bepayos, af avoida bepayos. It's an adrosha. It's a drosha from the Sifri, adaraisa. So Taka Rabbeinu Hillel, in his pirush on the Sifri, he asked for my Mishnah. He says, what do you mean? Borishoyne, they ran up to Mizbeach. Till there was a sakona, they didn't do pirush at all. Rabbi said, Zehu Goyromai. Rashi is telling us because the Sifri is saying no, pious is not just something that's done for practical purposes. Pious is an exerce akosu avoidus matona eten kunaschem. Just like a zohar is posel avoida, a kohen that wasn't nivchar is posel avoida. A kohen has to be chosen, has to be awarded. Awarded. Now, the process is not the reise. How that happens, how that is awarded, the Torah just said one thing. Avoidas matona etem kunas. Avoidas matona. But it's a minui. The koyin now is being appointed for the avoidas through the process of pious. So it's not just like the Chazon Yecheskel of Chatzkel Abramsky says, pious comes from the Lashon Pius, that the Kohanim accommodate each other. Not stam a voluntary, a gentleman approach. It's like zeros hakosuf. If that's the case, so number one right away is maturitz. Why we can look at this as an avoider? Because this is a machshir that we know hechsha avoider is kavoider. This is not stamazay, and that's why take according to one man the whole man bebig de kuhuno yomefis. Because this was mamish amina, just like when the Kohanim got Nivcha, if you look in Parashas Tetzaveh, the Zeh Asher Tasa Lohem L'Malei Es Yodom, in order to be Memalei HaKohen in Parashas Tetzaveh, V'chogal Toysom, you have to put on the Begodim. It's Minui Kohen. It's not Stam. It's a Grei Shazach. It's not a Poshet to think. This is an actual Minui. It's an appointment of Kohen. No. If that's the case, that would be Miyashiv also. Again, the Big Day Kodesh, the Miyashiv, the Shagasari is Kasher. It's miyashiv why the Rishonim are calling it an avoider. It's miyashiv also why maybe the Gemara sad that Aromas Hadeshen wouldn't need an avoider is because it's seif avoider shalayla. There wasn't a separate din of pious on that, possibly, in the Shakavatai of the Gemara. Now, it's also miyashiv the two Rashis, like you were being Moira. Does a common yochid yet need pious? Does a common yochid not need pious? And the answer is, a Kohen Yochid definitely needs some form of designation. There was a takone kedesh lo yinotzu. They made a pious like this. A regular Kohen Yochid could be totally in the bailim, could be totally in other ways that you can get. But definitely, you can't just come into avoid it without it being awarded. So Rashi on that base on the base is saying, Helzu. You can't just walk to the you can't automatically say you're the Kohen. We don't know who's going to be the Kohen. That's going to do Avodah. And Rashi on Chovav is saying that you don't have to run the takhona of how the Avodah gets awarded and to which Kohanim, 24 Kohanim, 12 Kohanim, that's only by a Kohen Sibul. But that you're still left with the drosh of the Sifri of Avodah Smatona Etin Kunatzche. That's what Rashi means on that base. You can never get away from the drosha. And the Mela, now we understand. If a Kohen doesn't avoid it, he wasn't awarded. Is there a Zor? Zok the Chinuch v'yeroe. He doesn't have a Moko. But Yeroe, they should be Chayiv Mise. Because since the Torah said, avoid us maton, I think kunashem, so it comes out that in the Minui Kuhuna lies a Tanai that has to be the pious. The male, if you're missing the pious, so luchari you have a din zor. This also answers the sugi in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara says a zor, a kohen edyet, she'ov abiyem akipurim, also is chayiv misa. And the Shara Melech, yes, a kasha, Shara Melech says, I don't understand why. Chayiv misa, why is he chayiv misa? He's not a zor. He's not a zor gomel. Efshid is that. Who says it's misa? It should be a lav. Mechtes it's misa. tells us, no, it's mamish l'schinuch. Because a kohen on his own, without having an appointment to do the avodah, he's not mamunah. Avodas matana etin kunas. No, the goyro was a takone that was done through the chachomim. But no, he's just saying this is a goyro is how you're awarded, right? This is a kiyum of the goyro that they did later. This is the way they were. What Rashi basically is saying is there was never a time that a person did avodah without getting awarded the avodah. That's all Rashi's saying. Gerada Barishoina, this is how they were awarded it. It wasn't a girl because it wasn't a girl. Rashi's not saying it was a girl because it wasn't a girl. He's saying this was in the place.
How was he awarded if it was the only one who showed up? The
oh, so then the Mimune, the Voros Azay, then the Mimune said, okay, you're the only one here. So here you got it. But the point is, it's an avodas matonet in Kumas. It's not stam. It's avodas matonet. Just a small deheren. Small deheren in Yonah Chanukah. Unless you don't need it. You need it? I already spoke about Chanukah at the beginning.
You must eat them with very much. It makes sense. That's what nice
rules. Exactly. It's a minui. It's all minui. This is a very...
You don't need preacher. Don't need anything.
Exactly. But you need maskini. Exactly. Because on them it says... Okay. But basically, to me, the Loshon HaChinuch is the Rosh Hu Chayiv Misa. Where did he come from with that? At most, that was alive.
I assume it was ours.
But that's the fault. The fault is there. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, just a small hair on the union of Chanukah. Taka, we started with the union of Mahadrin. So, another bio of why in the Mahadrin of Chanukah leaked, Mahadrin and Mahadrin of Chanukah. Mahadran, we understand, is a nail of kolecha v'echa. The way many achronim learn it means not to be yotze with a shliach. Each person should make their own adlok. But then you have mahadran and a mahadran. Mahadran and a mahadran, machlik is beishami and beisil. But however you learn, whether you learn like beishami or like beisil, the mahadran and a mahadran is that every night it's different than it was the night before. Either your oila or your yoyeb, it can't be the same adlok. So I want to give you a deher in that. We find that the yevonim were trying to be mevatel three mitzvahs. Stay, what three mitzvahs were trying to be mevatel? Shabbos, Mila, and Rish Chedesh. Shabbos and Mila, everybody understands. It's logish, it makes a lot of sense. Shabbos is a foundation. Oisi, Beni, Vebene, Yisrael. Mila, Dochah, is what separates Kaiser. Rish Chedesh, what's the yachas of Rish Chedesh? There's many different biurim. In fact, today in Shul, I gave a shtickle of beer on that as well, what the Indian of Rish Chedesh was. But I'll tell you an idea, possibly, that will be miyash of this. And it would explain why the Yevonim wanted to be oiker Rish Chedesh, tafker Rish Chedesh. We find that in Rashi, in the beginning of the Torah, and Rashi says that the Torah should have started with Achidesh as a Lachim. Of course, that Rashi, the Chapli, before Ma'aseh Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is the foundation of where we came from. Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, who's Lochem? Who? Then Lochem. Lochem is Un, Zechai Yisrael. How can... And the emphasis is no shaila, what Rashi means is Seder. Rashi doesn't mean that we don't need Sefer Bereishis. This doesn't mean Rashi. Right? Some hold it such a peladik of Rashi that they say that this piece came from Rashi's father, because Rashi is a Shlomo ben of Yitzchok. Und sei taten nicht gewinnen als er gehen. Sie taten sind als er wohl. And Rashi gave cover to his father, like he put in the forward, you know, in honor of my father. Play the Rabbah still. The Emes is Rashi's taten gewinnen als größer Tam und Chochen. In fact, Rashi now with the Zohar by Nesan Tam quotes his father with a lot better Shtickle Teder. And it happens to be that this Rabbi Yitzchok is not his father. It's in the middle of Tam Chumet. It's an Amoyer, this Rabbi Yitzchok. But if you look at Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok is not saying that the Torah shouldn't have, we shouldn't have Bereshis. Avada dachten haben Bereshis. Lo yhoya a Torah tzricha lahaschel mi Bereshis. That's what he says. The Torah didn't have to start with Bereshis. Could have started with Achidish HaZolach. But the emphasis is that makes it even more difficult. Achidish HaZolach and then Bereshis. And then Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So I wanted to say an idea like this. The emphasis is Bereshis the Chamor de Gesefer. Moly v'godosh, ma'isa ovis, yofer, sichosen shel adi ovis, miterosen shel bonim. It's merdik. Sefer Bereishis. But there's one very important nekuda. I heard from Rabbi Shlomo Brev, the Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I heard the shmuz from him. I was a bunch of little kid. First time. It made a tremendous leishim on me. Because it was so emistic what he said. He said that he doesn't understand. He says, he once asked the Chazon Ish. He was a shtickle makul with the Chazon Ish. He asked the Chazon Ish, he said, what's the eitzah for the next generation? To keep the next generation? So Chazon Ish said, Sipurei Gedolim. Maises from Gedolei Yisrael. He said, Medav Zogin, the kinder, to tell them the maises of the Gedolei Yisrael. So Shlomo Brevder, in his very characteristic way, he said, look at the daughter. You know, he had that American Yiddish. He didn't have such a Heimish Yiddish. He says, Nishdah Azoifu Bichlech Azoifu Yisidah Haid. It's the Bichlech from Maisi Gedolim. I feel that never happened. It's full. You could fill libraries with biographies of, he said, even people that are not Gedolim. He says, and we don't see it's helping. What's pshat? So he said he was by somebody's house for Shabbos. And he says, over there they had a minik, that after the husband makes Kiddush, the wife pulls out a book, one of these Gedolim books. Says the Chofetz Chaim. She reads the story. So first he made a whole ordeal of that. After Kiddush has to be Mekom Suda. That's the time to do it. That doesn't bother me so much. The Ginas Vodim says you have 72 minutes to still call Kiddush Mekom Suda. Fine. But he said, Vos punkt demel stappen tam. But then he said a gewalt, a gewalt. He said, so the mother read the story about the Chofetz Chaim. Talk a beautiful story. And after she finished the story, she went, wow, Chofetz Chaim was such a tremendous tzaddik. And, you know, everybody was misragi. And then she said, okay, let's wash. He said, that's the clincher. He said, the Chazon Ish meant the Rambam. Chayiv odom loyma mosa yagiu maisai la maisai avrom yitzchik v'yankiv. Chazon Ish meant, you read a story about Gedolim and you tell your family, no, let's accept something. Here's the story. Let's do something about it. Not kvoide b'mkoy v'munach. You know, I once told the Talmud, and I repeated this many times afterwards. I once told the Talmud. Talmud came over to me. He heard a lot of stories about the Ragachev. How the Ragachev was very harsh. And the Ragachev given a takif. And Ragachev had bookcases of svarim that he, some svarim that he held, he shlugged up every svarim in the svarim. He had over there in Ezra Yisrael. The Ezra Yisrael was an enikle of Reb Kibeya. Enikle of Reb Kibeya. So there was a rov by the Ragachev. And he asked him, what's this bookcase? He said, this is svarim that I went through. And every svar I argue with in this svar. So he saw the Ezra Yisrael there. So he tells the Ragachev, he says, Rebbe, the Ezra Yisrael, das doch Reb Kibeya is enikle. He says, Ich weiß, ein Zede ist da hier. So when I said over the story, so a Tmir Mystic, a kid, a ninth grader, he came over me afterwards and he says, Rebbe, how do we understand this exactly? How do we understand this? So I told him, let me explain to you how we understand this. I said, you're making a very big mistake. I said, you know, the local farm store by me, his name is Tuvia. He has a Tuvia, everybody knows Tuvia. No. So Tuvia told me that he gives a guarantee on every chos and shas that he sells, lifetime warranty. He says, nobody ever brings it back. This is lifetime warranty. Yeah. So I told the Talmud, I said, listen, you think you have covered from Kiveda, right? Because you got to your bar mitzvah, you got to chew this from Kiveda. Chidush from Kiveda. Beautiful, the latest, the Oiz V'Hodr version with the beautiful print. Maybe even it looks like the leather look cover. Beautiful. And it's over there, and you go, ah, that's my Reb Kibeya. Yeah. So I want to see something. Who do you think the Ragachev has more tainug from? Somebody who has a beautiful Reb Kibeya in his bookcase. He goes, ah, Reb Kibeya. The greatest thing that ever lived. Well, the Ragachev, that holds it every time, Reb Kibeya. When I shlugged him up, he also shlugged him up. Who do you think the Reb Kibeya has more of a tainug? I said, it's not even a question. The Gemara says, "Agura boila mechal ilomim." It's also found in the Yerushalmi that when you say over Torah from somebody who is, it's svasol doivamayz bekeva. Stated in the Gemara that that's only if you agree with the svara. You could say the svara and argue with the svara. Still svasol doivamayz bekeva. Look at the amount of Torah that the Ragachava made those people svasol doivamayz bekeva. He does hold up the svara. He doesn't hold up the svara. That's just a shayla. Mechamta shel Torah. That's not. I said you're making a mistake. The Ragachava gave the biggest time in cover to Rav Kiveya, with him putting him over there with these yagas. So Rav Shlomo Brevdi said the same thing. He said the Chazon Ish says Maisis and Gedalim. He meant say a Maisif and a Godel, and then you should say Mosai Yagiu Maisil Maisi Avoisai. But to say a story of a Godel and then say let's wash and have the meal, so you missed the boat. So what did you get from the Maisif of Chavetz Chaim? A piece of challah and salmon. Is it Golish Gahat? So I want to tell you like this. You go through Sefer Bereishis. Yeah? Gevaldik Maises. But if you're not ready to change, Hotta's Golness has no value for you. It's stories. What are you going to do with the stories? But the Eibush Dev Kali Sva Mitzvah Achidish Azalai. A person has to renew himself. A person has to make his Chadshas. Every month we brought Kabbalis Musafim, Machapra on the last month. Basically, now it's going to be a new month. We're going to change. That's HaChodesh HaZalachim. Zokta B'Yitzchok, before you learn Sefer Bereishis, you have to have HaChodesh HaZalachim. You have to be ready to change. If you're ready to change, then it's Kedai Sefer Bereishis. If you're not ready to make HaChodesh HaZalachim, what do you get from Sefer Bereishis? Mohamaisa. Nohamaisa. What is it? It doesn't touch you. Nothing happened to you. The Yevonim knew that no matter how many takonis they make against the Torah HaKadosh, if the Yid is still going to have his chadshus, they're not going to succeed. They're not going to succeed. Shabbos, Mila. If a Yid is going to be able to have a Rish Chodesh, it's not going to work. So they knew whatever takonis they make, they have to make a bit of Rish Chodesh. They have to end that. What's the Mahadim and the Mahadim? The Mahadim and the Mahadim is that every night we're Mechadish the Mitzvah. Different than the night before. Every night, we don't do the Mitzvah the way we did it the night before. Whether you hold Moisiv or Heilich, or you hold, you go, the Mitzvah's an Ayah Mitzvah. There's a Schatzus. It's not the same thing. That's the biggest equal to the Takona of Taka Devon. Habuvach. Shkai.